أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد. In the previous ayats we read that how man will be presented in the court of Allah Ta'ala, and he will be given his scroll of his actions that he had done in this world, and he will see for himself. And then the blame game will start. He will blame Shaitan for this, and Shaitan will say, don't blame me, you yourself did all this, I did not force you to do all the wrong things. Finally, then they will be sent to Jahannam, the people who did wrong. And the people who did right will be entering into Jannah and will have a wonderful life there. Then when Jahannam, oh Allah has sent the people of Jahannam to there, Allah will ask Jahannam, Yawma naqulu li Jahannam, jis din hum kahenge dozakh ko. We will ask Jahannam this question, Halim tala'ta, tu phir bhar chuki, are you full now? وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيد, اور وہ بولے کچھ اور بھی ہے. And Jahannam will say, are there yet more people? This is one great example of how, what the great literary power of the Quran Sharif is. At one time some professors of universities were discussing how to discuss the vastness of a thing, that how vast, various things were put forward. One alim, he presented this ayat of the Quran Sharif, that وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيد, that Jahannam will say that after it has been filled, are there still some more to come? In other words, it's even yet more bigger. From that, those non-Muslim professors were also astonished at the great literary power of the Quran Sharif. وَوُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيد, اور نزدیک لائی جائے گی بہشت ڈرنے والوں کے واسطے, دور دور نہیں. And Jannat will be brought close to the people who did righteous, who were believers and who fulfilled all the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Jannat will be brought near to them. It won't be far, it will be just near there. On the one side will be Jahannam, where those people will go. On the other side will be the people of Jannat. هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ, یہ ہے جس کا وعدہ ہوتا تھا تم سے ہر ایک رجوع رہنے والے, یاد رکھنے والے کے واسطے. اللہ تعالیٰ would say, this is what you were promised. This Jannat is, you were promised this Jannat. Yeah, it is. And it will be for everyone, لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ, that person who turns to Allah, whose heart is inclined towards Allah Ta'ala, hafir, and the heart is such that it remembers Allah Ta'ala. Well, there are two conditions for the heart to be receptive and to benefit. One is that the heart must be turned towards Allah Ta'ala. And the other is it must take lessons from the things. Like the eyes of the head, the eyes, but there must be eyes. If there are not eyes, and they must be able to see, and to see and take lesson. There are two things. The person who just sees a same incident, a million people watch the same incident, but who takes a lesson from that incident? That is like, for example, the recent Mina stampede. Now the world watched it, but who took lessons from it? And who changed their lives from it? Who thought that I could be also there and let me change my life? So like that, the heart, all the things that happen, the heart must be able to see and must be able to take lessons. من خشی الرحمن بالغیب, جو درا اللہ الرحمن سے بن دیکھے, those who feared Allah without seeing Allah Ta'ala. Today if there is a little 2-year-old child, we don't commit a sin. We watch our language. But Allah who is present, and we don't fear Allah Ta'ala. We don't worry what we're looking at, who we're looking at, what our language is. So this is for those people who have that fear of Allah Ta'ala. وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبِ مُنِيبِ وَرْلَعَيَ دِلْ رُجُوْ هُنَيْ وَعَلَى. They fear Allah Ta'ala, and they've got a heart that turns towards Allah Ta'ala. All the time they are remembering Allah Ta'ala. If a person who does one favor for you, I must phone him, I must thank him. Whenever you meet him, you are so good to me, you are so kind. Allah who is the most kind, but we don't remember Allah even in our namaz. So that heart that remembers Allah Ta'ala, for these type of people Allah has prepared that wonderful Jannat. And it will be said to them, Udkhuluha bisanah, chale jao usme salamat. Go, enter in this Jannat now with great please and ease, and go with salamati and with great enjoyment. Dhalika yawmul khulud, ye din hamesha rehne ka. And this place, this day, and your entrance of Jannat will be forever and ever. Never will you be removed from Jannat. You will remain in there forever. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاهُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ ان کے واسطے ہے وہاں جو وہ چاہے اور ہمارے پاس ہے کچھ اور زیادہ بھی. And for them will be in Jannat whatever they will desire. That is, their desires will be exhausted. And after that, we have even got more which we will give them. More than what they can even ever dream, desire, what they could think about. All that enjoyments will be there, and even more than that. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reminds, on the other hand, those people who do not believe in Allah Ta'ala, whose actions do not confirm with the commands of Allah Ta'ala. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنِ اور کتنے تباہ کر چکے ہیں ہم ان سے پہلے جماعتیں. And how many other nations they haven't we destroyed before them? That is the Quraysh of Makkah, who did not want to believe. The people of Nuh alayhi salam, strong people like Ad and Thamud, great wealthy business people like the people of Shu'ayb alayhi salam, great agricultural people like the people of Aika. All these people that they had, what they had achieved of this dunya. So what do the people of Makkah think? If they don't believe, will they get saved? Hum ashaddu minhum atashan, ke unki quwwat zabardast thi unse, and those people were much more stronger and mightier than what the people of Makkah is. Fanaqqabu fil bilad, phir lage kureb ne shehron mein. And they started carving out their great homes in the cities, building beautiful, beautiful mansions, etc. And also conquering places and becoming stronger and mightier all the time. They had all these material things, but did that help them in the least, but even in this dunya? In Akhirat, the fire of Jahannam waits such people who disbelieve in Allah, who do not make tawbah, istighfar, who do not turn to Allah Ta'ala. Hal mim mahiz, kahi hai bhaag jane ka thikana. Is there any place where they can escape and run away from? In other words, you've only got one place you can return to, and that is Allah. And Allah is so merciful, even if your whole lifetime you were disobedient to Him, but you turn to Him, you surrender to Him, you make tawbah, istighfar, you ask Him His forgiveness, Allah is there ready to forgive you all the time. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرًا اس میں سوچنے کی جگہ ہے. In all this that we have read in the Quran, there is a lot of food for thought. And a person must give it very serious thought. لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ اس کو جس کے اندر دل ہے. And again, it is for that person that has got a heart. And the heart, that heart that is alive, that takes lessons from all the things, and that heart that turns towards Allah Ta'ala. Or alqa sam'a ya lagai kaan, or that person who lends a ear is prepared to listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are brought to us today in the Quran Sharif by the ulama, by tabligh jamaat, etc., in the khanqa. These words are being brought to us, and we are being reminded. وَهُوَ الشَّهِيدِ. And this is also an important condition. دِلْ لَغَاكَ. That we are present and we only don't listen, like even now. Even what I am speaking, it must not only be words, but the heart must take a lesson. We all are listening. It mustn't happen we are sleeping, half sleepy. Or it mustn't happen that our minds are somewhere else. And it mustn't only happen that we just take the words, the knowledge of it, but that we take a lesson from it. So Allah Ta'ala has opened the ways for us very easily, that we turn to Allah Ta'ala towards His mercy, make tawbah, and open the heart, the eyes of our hearts and the ears of our hearts, and we incline towards Him and we correct our life. For such people it's great, great enjoyment of Jannah forever and ever. And otherwise, on the other side of the coin, the consequences are also very, very serious. May Allah be most merciful and kind to us and accept us for His pleasure, and let us live in His pleasure and die in His pleasure. Wa akhiru da'wana.